Hello everyone, it's about 10 to 5 in the afternoon UK time and I want to talk about broadband and phone packages, providers, etc. Some of you may have seen on Twitter already I have been talking about this afternoon. And I have tried to give an explanation on Twitter as to why, but I thought I'd do it over audio boo as well, so people can get the gist of it better. Basically, what's happened is, to cut a long story short, I've been on Sky for my TV, phone and broadband since 2007. It's a long time to be with the company. And the prices have just kept going up and up and up, especially for the TV. And it got to a point where our television was costing us, just for the TV alone, this doesn't include line rental and broadband, for the TV it was costing us £28, which might not seem a lot, but it is, especially when things are a bit tight anyway. So £28 for TV. £15.40 for line rental and £7.50 for broadband. My broadband used to be free, but then I must have gone over some limits or something, and then since then they've been charging me £7.50. Fine, fair enough, you know, I should have been more careful and blah 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 blah. So, I got sick of paying all this money. I mean, sometimes, if you made some calls to like 0845 numbers, which our doctors used to be an 0845 number. Johnny's food, to order his food, that's an 0845 number. Which, you know, you don't call regularly, but it's still there all the same. Get charged for them as well, so that'd be even extra on your bill. If you ordered anything off box office, that'd be extra on your bill. So, sometimes we could be paying £60 a month, which is absolutely ridiculous amount of money. Anyway, I got fed up with this, and I got especially paying for the television that were really going through me, especially when we first started with Sky in 2007. It were nowhere near £28 a month, I can tell you that for now. So, I rang up this morning to cancel the TV package. And this guy did everything that he could to try and persuade me to stay. Firstly, he could get it down to £41 a month for everything in, and then he could get it down to £35 a month. La 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 la. And I said no. So then he said, "Oh well, being as you're cancelling your TV, your broadband will now go up from £7.50 to £10." Now, that in fibre, it is unlimited, and to be fair to Sky, I have never had a problem with their broadband service, apart from when my router broke, and I didn't have any broadband for about a month, and they refunded me. So, you know, to be fair, that's always been okay. And I'm reluctant in a way to try to give my broadband and phone up with them because it's never let me down, if that makes sense. But now it's going to be £31 a month, near enough. So I've been looking around this afternoon to see if I can find anything any better. The confusion lies between BT and Plusnet. Right, BT owns Plusnet, fine. But it's really odd. And I'm going to have to sit down and read it again, because BT offer, you can pay your line rental in advance. So BT's line rental is dear. It's dearer than Sky, it's dearer than Plusnet. Sky is £15.40, Plusnet is £15.95 and BT is £15.99. Okay, not that much of a major difference between BT and Plusnet. Just to chuck things in the mix, TalkTalk's line rental is also £15.95. BT, you can pay your line rental in advance. They have an option on their website where you can pay it in advance. And it works out at £159.84 for the year. Sorry, you can pay a year in advance. So, that's really good. That's really, really good. They've also got a 12-month unlimited broadband deal for £7.50, which is what I was paying on Sky. Okay, that's fine. The fibre one is more dear. If I wanted a limit, a usage limit, the cheapest one is £10 a month, and that has a 20 GB limit on it, as far as I can remember. Plusnet's broadband are all unlimited. The cheapest one is not a fibre one, it's just a normal broadband, is £2.49 for 12 months and then £9.99 afterwards. So what confuses me here is, is it in effect a 24-month contract? Because if you take this deal at the £2.49, they're going to expect you to stay on and pay the £9.99 one, aren't they, as well? Then there's the fibre options, which range from £3.99 for 3 months and then going up to £14.99 afterwards. And I've got all these numbers going round in my head. And I don't know what to do. And if anybody's got any comments, advice, tips, then please let me know. I know you probably can't DM me on Audio Boom now. But you can do on Twitter. You can get me on Twitter at ClaireBland1. If I don't follow you, then just give me a mention. If I do follow you, then you can send me a DM. And I'll be happy to see what people say about this. Okay, I'll get off then and I'll stop rambling now. Bye!